I scare you?
I promise. I didn't mean to.
You're trying to change the subject, aren't you? Would be clever if, well, I didn't know you so well, right?
The fact of the matter is, I know you. As I'm sure you'll learn about me, as we learn about each other.
You really don't know who I am?
Well, I kind of prefer it that way.
Adds a little bit of a mystery, no.
Why don't you give me that phone?
You know, the one that you're trying to inconspicuously call 911 on. Why don't you give me that phone? Give me that phone, or I'll cut you. And, darling, you don't want to make me do that, because once when I start, I don't know if I'll have the self-control to stop, so why don't you give me that phone?
Thank you, darling. You know, that terrified look in your eyes, it's quite endearing. I wasn't hoping to see such an expression on your face until much, much later on. I guess it's my lucky day, and yours, because you just met the love of your life. You don't know who I am. Well, it's time to learn. Hi. My name is... Well, it's actually not that important, because you will never call me by my name. You're only allowed to call me pet names, like darling or my love or honey bunny. You see, I will only respond if you call me things like this. I won't respond to my name, not to you or any other thing, so don't even think of calling me an insult. For every insult you call me in the course of our relationship, you will lose a finger. Yeah, no, it is quite that serious, because I would never call you anything less than perfect. You are perfect to me. Although, you look a little bit different than when I first saw you. When did I first see you? That's not really important now, is it? Oh, you'd like to know. Okay. Well, the first time I saw you, you were in your backyard. Yeah, I was, hiding in a tree. Close enough to your backyard to where I could see over the fence. Why was I hiding in a tree? Man, you are full of questions. There's a question you're forgetting to ask, though, but I'm sure you'll think of it soon. I was hiding in the tree because, let's just say, maybe I mixed in with the wrong crowd. I hang out with very, very dangerous people. And let's just say maybe I did or said something that they didn't like,
So maybe, just maybe, they were threatening to remove my kneecaps or something along those lines. So I hid in a tree. I happened to be near your house, and I saw you. You went outside just for a minute. Maybe you were looking for something, or checking something. I don't know what you were doing, but I could see your face. And man, what a face you have. Your eyes were so deep, like you were thinking intensely about something. It might have been nothing. You might have just been thinking about your day or chores that you had to do. But I looked at your eyes and I knew instantly that you had to be mine by any means necessary. So that's why I'm here. And you're lucky that I'm here, because now I can help you reduce your screen time. You do seem to be a little bit addicted to your phone. That's something I noticed while I was watching you. You're always either holding that thing, or you're on that thing, or something. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're talking to someone. But, no more phone, no more screen time. Just you and me, and I do expect your full attention to be on me. And maybe one day you might just become addicted enough to me that I'll become like your new phone. Who knows? Oh, I see a little twinkle in your eye. You've remembered what you've forgotten, didn't you? That's right, darling. Look at me. Look into my eyes. No, you're not alone in this house, are you? Your family. Well, your family, God bless them. They did really enjoy that dessert your mom made, didn't they? And she left it out to cool, didn't she? Oh. You know, you guys left the room, and you're not particularly good at keeping your house locked up. So, you poor things, you left the room and left beautiful dessert unoccupied. A perfect opportunity for an intruder to drug you. I'm a little bit surprised that you were able to fight sleep for so long. I guess it's because you really are just so addicted to that phone. Well, everyone else went to sleep and you were too absorbed in your phone to notice. Footsteps going up and down the halls, room to room, where your unsuspecting family was asleep. Oh, darling, don't look at me like that, that fearful look. You're gonna push me over the edge. Care of them. They're gonna be just fine. But you're not. You see, if they survive this, well, I guess we could call it a drug overdose, something like that. Oh, no, you're not gonna die. Don't worry about you, darling. No, I gave them more. Just now. I guess if they survive this, they will wake up to find you gone. Far,
far away. You see, I settled my discrepancies with the people that I run with, and they, bless their hearts, they actually found a place for us. It's a short car ride, boat ride away, but we'll be alone. Just you and me, and you can get used to me and love me, and with any luck, get addicted to me. And think, none of this would be made possible without your stupid phone. Now, darling, I'm gonna put you to sleep, and you're not gonna resist, okay?